First, let's focus on this magnificent structure here, the Eldridge Street Synagogue. It's fitting that this icon of Orthodox Judaism is here, since more Jewish immigrants have passed through this neighborhood than any other. Built in 1886 by Eastern European immigrants, it was the first major Orthodox synagogue on the Lower East Side to be built specifically as a synagogue. Thanks to a core group of affluent members, this grand place of worship, completed in just 1 year, combined both Orthodoxy and American luxury. Because it was a common meeting ground for Jews of all economic and social backgrounds, it served to raise immigrant self-esteem. Here, the poor sweatshop worker and the wealthy banker came together to pray and to share the Sabbath. Numbering among its founders and congregation were many well-to-do and famous men, including the successful German banker Sender Jarmolowsky, as well as entertainer Eddie Cantor, who sang in the choir and lived just across the street at 19 Eldridge Street. Others among the congregation were artists Ben Shahn and Max Gropper, performers Edward G. Robinson and Paul Muni, and scientist Jonas Salk. The synagogue was so popular that on the high holidays, police had to patrol the street to control the crowds. Architecturally, this building is a glorious mix of Gothic, Romanesque, and Moorish styles, and is now a National Historic Landmark and museum. Engraved on the facade are horseshoe arches and stars of David, a signature detail of the designers, the Herder brothers. We'll encounter the same motif later in some of their residential buildings. The facade uses brick, terracotta, and stone, while the basement and steps are of granite, and the pairs of elaborately carved doors are made of oak. The architectural details are grouped in numbers with biblical significance, such as the three points of the pediment, the three fathers of Israel, the four sets of doors, the four matriarchs, the 12 roundels of the rose window, the 12 tribes of Israel, or the five small front windows, the five books of Moses. You'll feel many textural surfaces here. This building is a tactile delight. Your first touch is of the intricately carved wrought iron columns on the front gate, topped with large acorn finials. These are echoed in smaller versions on the top of each post. If you walk up the 9 steps, be sure to use the polished brass central railing, which leads to the front entrance. Here, you can run your hand over the intricately carved wooden doors with their Stars of David, and adorning the entranceway on either side, feel the strong, smooth marble columns, which contrast sharply with their Moorish-inspired filigreed sandstone pedestals. Oh, by the way, if the doors are open, you may want to press pause and go in. The once breathtaking interior had fallen into disrepair through decades of neglect. Fortunately for us all, in 1975, it was rescued by an art historian named Gerard Wolfe. He was exploring the Lower East Side when he came upon the synagogue and forced open the door to discover collapsed stairways, prayer books scattered in the pews, and pigeons flying in the rain-damaged sanctuary. Shortly after, he started the grassroots restoration movement, which became the Eldridge Street Project. The sanctuary is light and airy with fine acoustics and is now being restored to its former magnificence with all its treasures. The elaborate woodwork, glistening brass fixtures, and luminous stained glass windows. Through all the years of restoration, the Eldridge Street Synagogue has continued to function as a house of worship. At one point, the worshipers even had to wear hard hats during the service. And now, it also proudly serves as an active cultural community center.